Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm editor Candace Gibson, joined today by the ever valiant and ever noble and true Sir Josh Clark.
Hey, Candace. Thanks.
Hi there.
Thank you for knighting me just now.
You're very welcome.
That's like the third time this month.
I know. I'm really trying to get on Josh's good side. He's just been so darn chivalrous and nice. I just had to do something, you know, quid pro quo.
The cape over the puddle is what you're referring to.
And you held a door for me about 2 weeks ago.
That's true, too. I guess I have been kind of chivalrous. Good. Thank you.
Indeed. And, you know, we could use a little bit more of that in our daily lives. I'm not saying we all have to go around whipping out swords from stones like my favorite legend of all time, King Arthur, but there are certain principles and values from the Arthurian legend that I like to apply to my daily life.
Well, they're actually kind of universal.
They are. They're, what are these qualities again? We have honor and
valor
and courage. Maybe not stealing the king's wife. That's a good one.
That's a nice one too. You know what's odd is that a lot of these parts of chivalry, or a lot of the values that fall under the umbrella of chivalry also kind of jive with like Christian values as well.
They do. You're absolutely
right. Which is kind of significant because I remember part of the Arthurian legend is that when England needs him most, Arthur will rise from the dead to come back to save it, which sounds an awful lot like another person. Who is that?
I know who you're hinting at.
Who?
Jesus.
Oh, okay. You did know. Wow.
I did. And, you know, there's a very good reason that it sounds a lot like Christian stories. And that's because when the legend of Arthur was first put on paper, mm-hmm. it was back with Geoffrey of Monmouth. He started penning it down back in the 12th century, in the 1100s. And then after Geoffrey of Monmouth, Christian of Troyes, or Chrétien de Troyes, he picked it up and penned his own version. Mm-hmm. And after Chrétien de Troyes, there was the Vulgate cycle. And this was a version of the legend of Arthur that married the story with very Christian concepts. Mm-hmm. And then after that version was written, Sir Thomas Malory adopted that and created his very famous very well reputed and known, Le Meurt d'Arthur, or The Death of Arthur, and that was the version that everyone was working from. So if there's certain principles of Christianity that seem to jive with the Arthurian legend, that's why.
Well, yeah, I think it was kind of the two were married together, because about the time that it was being put to paper, Christianity was being introduced to Western Europe. You know, prior to this time, peasants had really no reason to toil. And then all of a sudden, they have Christianity, which says, you know, the harder you work on earth, or the worse your lot on earth, the better it is in heaven. All of a sudden, they toil a little harder, and the feudal, you know, kings were saying, keep at it, you know, thanks a lot. So it makes a lot of sense that, that this national hero would be married with those same kind of Christian values as well.
And just to give you a little background on this national hero, I know you probably have some ideas of who Arthur was, whether you see him as Sean Connery or the very skinny, scrawny, prepubescent cartoon from Disney Sword and Stone.
Or Clive Owen.
Or Clive, my preferred version, really.
Same here.
But Arthur, you know, it's really hard to tell the story of Arthur because there's so many disparate versions. But pretty much, he was a young lad growing up in England at a time when it had recently been invaded and their former leader had been dethroned, and he saw a sword and a stone. He pulled it out, and by virtue of that, he became king, because that was Excalibur.
He was the new Gordon Brown.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah. Other versions of the story have the Lady of the Lake handing him the sword and telling him that he was to rule the country. So from there, he took his trusty sword, Excalibur, and built the mighty fortress Camelot, a stronghold for his kingdom. And once inside, he started devising a very innovative and egalitarian concept called the Round Table. And this really was pretty radical, because before there had always been positions of authority within the knighthood, and, you know, someone was always top nine, somebody was, you know, sort of bottom rung, but with Arthur, everyone was equal. It was a round table. Round.
That was a good way to lead.
It was.
Yeah.
And because he was such a good leader, everybody kind of wants a piece of him. You know, the same way that the U.S. wants to claim Posh, and yet she still has British roots. Everyone wants to say, she's our girl. Everyone said that about Arthur. The British, the Welsh.
Well, actually, the British kind of, one could make a case, the British pilfered Arthur and propped him up as a poster boy for their national values, you know, things that, he was a famous figure that, conquered evil and united, you know, this land, wherever the land actually was during, you know, his time, and led people out of this darkness and out of danger and fear. And he wasn't necessarily English. The Welsh, on the other hand, seemed to be perfectly content with Arthur remaining English. There's a guy out there who's found some evidence that if Arthur did live, he was a Welshman, and the Welsh aren't really doing a whole lot to, you know, pick up that gauntlet and run with it.
You know, it's funny, this evidence of Arthur's existence, it's pretty touchy.
Mm-hmm.
Because if this is a matter of national pride and people do want a piece of Arthur, what they need is proof. And they're turning to these supposed historical relics, and they're saying, here it is. Here's proof that Arthur existed. And, well, you were asking me about one of these earlier.
The Round Table you were talking about, it supposedly is hanging in a castle. Well, there is a Round Table hanging in a castle in England, and it was supposedly Arthur. So, I mean, wouldn't that prove that, you know, he was an actual person? Wouldn't that take him out of the realm of fiction and put him into the realm of fact?
Well, it would, except for one tiny hitch.
What?
It's not authentic.
Oh.
So it's fiction.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to disappoint
you. That would definitely
make
it fiction.
That would make it fiction. And a lot of these historical relics and dates come from Thomas Malory, because, again, he was the one who put this into context and actually named landmarks in England and, you know, pretty much said Arthur was here. And that wasn't the case. And, in fact, the place that he claimed was Arthur's birthplace, Tintagel Castle, that wasn't built until the 1100s, and that was centuries after Arthur was supposed to have lived. And a lot of people think now that the reason he named that place is because it was affiliated with his patron who commissioned his work of literature.
Toadying.
There you go. And as for the Round Table in question, well, here's where your bubble's really going to be burst. Well, some scholars carbon dated it, and it only dated back to 1340. Yeah, yeah. So now they're starting to believe that it was commissioned by Henry VIII because people were really fascinated by the Arthurian legend and medieval culture, and he wanted a replica.
Yeah, it's understandable. I could not feel more disillusioned right now, but at least I'm still a knight.
Well, that is true. That
Thanks
is true.
For that.
Well, I want to help scrape you up. I have a nice story for you. It's called How King Arthur Worked, and you can read all about it on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked. Game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.